I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back of the Fan. A lot of people, obviously. Well, I want to know from Aditi at 8 o'clock. Obviously, she's very close to the Browns, but she lives in the city to the east of us, and they are... I mean, they rule that stadium with an iron fist. Like, the Steelers have to go through, they have to jump through all sorts of hoops just to put some signs in there. Like, it is, you read some of that stuff, like, you read the Post-Gazette over there, and it is a everyday struggle for the Steelers in that building. And they rule it like crazy, which I think a lot of people are probably driving around going, good, good, hey, I respect that, that's fine. But I want to know from Aditi, you know, if it would matter to her. A dome in Brook Park, I mean, she spends a lot of time in Cleveland. All right, a dome in Brook Park or a renovated open-air stadium up by the lake.
Boy, people that just travel and kind of parachute in and then get out of Dodge, they probably just want the most convenient thing possible.
Yeah, well, yeah, but her, she's pretty famous for being in the elements. Like, because I think a lot of times she just ends up in the worst weather possible as far as, like, the sideline reporters are concerned. Like, she always ends up in a blizzard. Like, wherever she goes, the bad weather just follows. And it's kind of become a running gag on CBS and before NFL Network about that. So I'll see what she says. Maybe she wants to keep it up. Maybe she's like, no, a foot of snow would be great. 216-474-0092. Andrew Berry was at the owners' meetings, obviously, all throughout this week, but he was certainly there yesterday. And he spoke to the media yesterday, and he reiterated a commitment to Nicholas Jamal Chubb.
We fully expect Nick to be here, like, and he's doing a great job with his recovery and everything. And, you know, I meant what I said at the end of the season. I meant what I said at the combine. We do not want the injury in Pittsburgh to be his last snap as a Cleveland Brown.
He went a little bit further when asked if he had any idea when Nick Chubb is going to be active.
It's probably too early to really understand, like, what he's going to look like. He's doing truly doing a fantastic job with the rehab, and he should start to, like, you know, load run probably sometime this upcoming month. You know, he's strengthening his quad, he's doing, like, the rehab and everything, but it's not like he's gone out and done sprints, agility drills, you know, stuff like that. This month we expect that he will.
All right, final one. Here is the time frame, or what time frame he could possibly give on knowing where things stand with Nick Chubb.
I think the next, call it 3 months, will be pretty telling in terms of, like, his potential readiness for early in the season. We are going to be conservative in terms of, like, our approach in our assessment with building the roster, because he is coming off of a major knee injury. But I do have to give him a lot of credit. Like, he's done a really, really nice job.
All right, where do you think this is going to mean for Nick Chubb here? Because he's going to resume some football, workout activities, plyometrics and the such coming up here this month. So that's a good thing. I have to remind myself that he is human. He's 28 years old. What type of Nick Chubb are we going to get? Because as soon as I hear Andrew Berry there, I'm like, oh my God, what if he comes back and he is just every single bit as what he was before? And so my mind starts to race to places that might not necessarily be true. And I have to go back and remember what we said a couple of weeks ago, where it's like, okay, once he gets into the starting lineup, when does he get into the starting lineup? And then how much do I work him in to my football team running the football? You know, is it 4 carries in his first game in October? Is it 6 carries the next week, something like that? Do we keep that low and see where he's going to go from there? Or, you know, does he break one off and then it's like, all right, you know what? He's a running back. Let's feed him. Let's see how this one goes.
Yeah, my heart is saying this could be the biggest trade deadline move of any team in the NFL. Adding a healthy, rejuvenated.
Wait, that's very Guardians of you.
Rested.
Well said.
Nick Chubb to the lineup. My brain tells me, I don't know if he'll ever be the same again. So I'm hoping I'm wrong. I'm hoping I'm going in intentionally with low expectations. And then everybody could tell me, you doubted Nick Chubb? That guy who has put up some of the most impressive workout videos ever, except for some of the meatheads that critique some of the form. I have to just hope.
Yeah, but hold on. We liked when the meatheads call in because that was a lot of fun.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And every which one of them are acting like they know more about form than Nick Chubb.
No, I just have to hope.
Seems pretty impressive to me.
I got to wait for Myles Garrett's box jumps.
So
we're going to see that.
So I'm just going to go in with lower expectations on this, and I can't wait to be wrong. I can't wait to be wrong on this because that means that my favorite player since 1999, and I think Nick Chubb, that probably he fits that category, I think, for most Browns fans. Maybe ever. Maybe Nick Chubb is your favorite Browns player ever. I don't know. But he's up there. He's got to be up there for most. And I just hope that, you know, he's able to, you know, debunk anything that's ever been said about having the history of these surgeries and that kind of catastrophic injury.
But there's going to be people, not you, but there's going to be people who are going to roll their eyes at this. There is a human element to this. And there's a
hiring for your small business. If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A lot of Twitter GMs who go, well, you can cut Nick Chubb and you're going to save $11 million or $12 million and then you could use that and roll that over. Because I saw a lot of, it's weird, I went down a rabbit hole yesterday on social media because Dak Prescott, it looks like he might be lined up for free agency in 2025. And there's a lot of Cowboys fans who support it, but there's also a lot of Cowboys fans who are going, wait a damn minute. The Browns just traded for Jerry Jeudy. They have a quarterback that has a cap hit of like $60 million over there. They're trying to make moves to be a competitive football team. Why the hell aren't we? And a lot of Cowboys media was even saying, well, they can roll over Deshaun Watson's contract, restructure his, and then it was always the conversation of cut Nick Chubb. You can get it down to 33, free up $33 million. And then if you cut Nick Chubb, you can do that. And I just think, man, a lot of people, when they look at football, they just don't see that there still is. And if you want to use them as pawns, fine, go right on ahead. We talked about that last week. But there's also a human element to this, especially with this fan base that respects Nick Chubb and adores Nick Chubb. And I think Andrew Berry and certainly the Haslams are pretty sensitive to that, going, boy, there's a lot of things. We just got done talking about stadiums for 40 minutes with people lined up to talk about it. Got a lot of irons and a lot of fire here. There's a lot of goodwill we have to have here. And this could be a make-or-break year for some other guys on this football team, and maybe it's the same way for Nick, but we kind of got to do right by this. We got to be very careful. Let's see, and remember, he did say, and Mary Kay written about it as well, we'll have Mary Kay coming up tomorrow at 8:20, about restructuring a deal with Nick. Not about moving on, not about talking tough, and it's either you accept this or we got to let you go, and I pray to God it doesn't come to that, but there has to be a level of sensitivity here because fans are very defensive of Nick Chubb. They love Nick Chubb, and if there is a guy who can come back from this injury and make you pay for it somewhere else, it would be Nick. 216-474-0092. So betonline.ag and several other books came out with these numbers. Last year, the over-under number was 9. Hard 9. This year, 8.5. It's a simple question. You go an over-under. 216-474-0092. I don't know how you can still go the under. After watching the team and the way they played last year, maybe because remember, the luck didn't go your way when it came to turnovers. Now, you might say luck went your way against Indianapolis, but the luck didn't go your way. In fact, it was way on the other side when it came to turnovers here. I'm not sure anybody can give me the under. If you want to, fine, but I'm not sure how you can.
I imagine Vegas is baiting people to have to believe in Deshaun Watson. That not only is he going to be healthy, that he's going to be good. Because the general consensus outside of Cleveland on what happened last year. People are not going to like that here. But the consensus of anybody, Trey Wingo just casually threw it out there the other day. Not only is Watson the worst contract in sports, but the offense was better with Joe Flacco. That is what everybody outside of Cleveland thinks, and Vegas is just banking on that. They're thinking that Watson's health situation actually helped the team last year. So if you think that, why wouldn't you take the under on the Browns? Because it's not Joe Flacco as a starting quarterback this year. It's Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
So you said you don't know how anybody could take the under. It's pretty easy, right?
I still don't think so because of all the reasons that I just said. Their defense played so well last year, and I know that they had some problems on the road, and maybe they got exposed to a certain degree against Houston. I can hear that argument. They had so many injuries last year. Remember, your defensive player of the year was playing with a bum shoulder. You had Deshaun Watson go down. You had four different quarterbacks play, and then the turnover ratio was so bad. Now, I can argue about the quality of opponent if I want to, but you know this league, Anthony. There's always teams we think are going to be good, and they are they're bad by the time the year ends up, by the time the year comes around, or the time we meet them in the year. And there's teams that everybody thinks are going to be bad that ends up being a bit of a surprise. So you get a bit of a mixed bag here.
I would pick over. I'm just telling you that it's not a big leap to come up with under, especially when last year's number going into the season. Was it 8.5 or was it 9?
It was 9.
Last year. It was 9. So it's lower this year. Why is that? Because last year you went into the year with Deshaun Watson and Nick Chubb. Healthy Nick Chubb.
Yeah, that's true.
This year, you're not saying either of those things if you're a better and you're outside the city of Cleveland.
216-474-0092. Over under. Vegas has you at 8.5 wins officially now as they install the new league year. Are you going over or under? And they've invested more in him. Considering Andrew Berry's history and Kevin Stefanski's history, why wouldn't Elijah Moore get the first crack as a returner? Ken Carmen, Anthony Lyman, take us with you to work on the free Odyssey app with Cavs forward George Niang and his defense of Caitlin Clark at 9 o'clock on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.